Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Level 99, and I'm your host Pete, podcast about all things tech related, DevOps, cloud, Linux, you name it. So before we get into this week's topic, I wanted to take a quick moment and just mention something that I read on, maybe it was Reddit, probably, I'm on there all the time, or maybe it was on, regardless, I found the original article from Bloomberg. It was posted on May 2nd that California actually, for the Golden State main grid, it ran on 100% pure clean energy for 2 minutes. I think when I read that, that blew my mind. I was like, wow, that is a huge deal. I know you guys are probably thinking 2 minutes isn't a lot. It's probably a joke to be made there, but we're not going to go there. However, 2 minutes, the entire Golden State main grid ran on pure, clean energy. Think about it. Your phones that you're charging, your traffic lights, street lights, the movie theater, if you're at school, right? Like the lights, everything that uses the main grid, all of that for 2 minutes. Pure clean energy. That's a huge deal, in my opinion. Like, that is mind-boggling. Because if they were able to successfully implement 100% pure energy, clean energy for 2 minutes, and everything went well, that is going to put them along the lines of what they said they were going to be, zero carbon footprint by 2045. I think that would be pretty insane. And then at the same time, right, like, California is very populated. I think we all know that, but they also do have very large stretches of land where they can put these things down, right? Wind, solar. One thing I saw recently was actually with about water, but anyways, I think it's phenomenal. And I'm kind of interested to see how they will continue to progress forward and if other states will also continue with. I wish I can just buy some solar panels and just slap them on places so I don't have a lot cheaper electric bill. But the cost of those things initially are a bit expensive. And I think you could get a tax break for that, but I don't know. I'm not a financial advisor. I don't know. The main thing I wanted to talk about this week was kind of a more of a personality thing in the workforce for everyone that is in technology. I think often we forget or just kind of stereotype ourselves. Just because we're in IT, that, you know, we always have our head down, we just say yes, whatever. Main purpose of this episode is going to be about not being afraid to kind of speak up, not being afraid of saying things, even if you might be wrong. It doesn't matter. Let me rephrase this. If you are in a position, in my opinion, that you are too afraid to speak up because there are staff that are, I don't want to say bullying you, but they don't let you speak or let you be wrong. Because the main part of you growing and being in your journey, getting better, is being wrong. That is the main part. Because if you don't know when to fail, you don't know when to succeed. Because think about it this way. If you don't ever speak up, know and be told that, one, you're wrong for good reasons, right? Like, not just say, oh no, whatever, they dismiss you. That is not okay. And if you are in that kind of environment, I am sorry. And maybe might be time to possibly reassess your situation, right? The job market is still hot for now. Is ever a time for you to switch? I'm not advocating for you to do that. But if you're not in a position where you want to be in, might be a good time to reassess. That's all I'll say about that. But in this scenario, right, and I have been in this situation many times, and sometimes I forget, and I have to retell myself this, that it doesn't matter. It really doesn't. So if you're in a meeting, for instance, right, the way I see it, titles don't mean diddly squat. You can be an architect, you can be an advisor, you can be an intern, principal, fellow, whatever, don't matter. We're in a room, we're trying to get a game plan going, everyone's an equal. It doesn't matter. And titles are cool and all, But that none of that matters. It really doesn't, right? End of the day, we're all people. So keep that in mind. I remember very early in my career, when I was an intern, I was so afraid to speak up. So afraid, right? I wouldn't want to say anything in case I was wrong. Most importantly, I was afraid of embarrassing myself. And it was the worst thing to think of, and it was the worst kind of mentality to have, because I had really hindered myself during that, even though I learned a great deal, even though I bugged tons of people, kind of more of a one-on-one scenario, just going to them, pinging them, bugging them in that way. But whenever it came to a group setting, I would always kind of shy back. And I see this kind of over and over again in all work environments, right? Previous employer, current employer, all my other places where I've worked at. There are times where I think people often get very comfortable with who speaks the most, like very often, right? And everyone kind of defers back to their opinion. And if one person says yeah, then everyone else kind of trinkles and say yeah. And if one person says no, then everyone else is saying no. So what I'm trying to say is, don't be afraid of being that odd duckling out and just saying, hey, I don't agree, or hey, I do agree, before you do say that. And if this is your first time, right, and you're not very comfortable, make sure that you are prepared. Because if this is your first time saying something, I have seen this. This won't always happen. I'm not going to predict this, but people will often challenge you. And that is okay. I often like asking challenging questions or challenge. So if I'm saying, hey, I want to automate patching for this node and this node with the following like sequences or whatever in this way, and if someone says, hey, I have a better idea, I think we should do it this way, then I will challenge you. Why? So whenever you are going to speak up or say anything, always be prepared for that challenge. And always be prepared for that why. You want to have somewhat of a proof and somewhat of evidence. Now, this is not always to say you always have to have this, but it's kind of more of a situational awareness, you might think, right? Depending, and it all varies, right? Some calls aren't like that, and some calls are. But the ones that are, like, let's say it's like a technical, like, working session, you kind of want to have that prepared. Even I, to this day, I do that. So, for instance, I'm working on like upgrading a application. I'm not allowed to say specifics because as I don't have approvals, right? But I can be very vague about it and pretty much get the gist of the idea out to you guys, right? And you all will probably kind of pick it up. This product that I'm upgrading, you know, went fine. It went well. Some things did not, but that's once the upgrade was done and it started, the index of said product would not work properly. Spent maybe a day just browsing good old Uncle Google, figuring out solutions, reading vendor documentation, reading public forums, Stack Overflow, Reddit, just trying to see what steps I maybe missed, right? Dotted my I's, crossed my T's. That is very important. I then moved on to actually implementing a lot of the steps, and then finally going through the database and doing that, because database modifications are the last thing I do, because those things are scary, because I hate database as well as networking. It's not those things are my kryptonite, so I will always keep those things for the end of the line, right? Last things I'll touch. So on the host, you know, I nuked indexes, forced it to rebuild from scratch, all these fancy things, still it would fail. So finally, I did everything I could think of, still would not be a successful build. Reached out to the vendor and was like, hey, look, this is all I did, A to Z, the process I followed. These are the supporting links and documentation I found from your site and everything else in between. It does not work. And then during our stand-up call, right, I brought this up. I was like, hey, you know, it's all working well except for this one thing, and I'm just waiting for a response. And as I would expect, certain people on the team challenged me. Did you do this and this and this? Yes, I did. Did you do this and this and this? Of course I did. And here are the links that I followed. So before I even said anything to them, I was prepared. I was ready. Maybe that wasn't a great example. So let me give you guys another one. When I was after my internship, I got my first full-time position as a, man, what was I? I was a junior sysadmin. I was kind of nervous back then too. Because, you know, I'm still a little bit behind the ears, but, you know, I was very adamant about learning and trying new things. I wanted to make some changes to the file system. There was a lot of redundant data. There was a lot of scripts that I found on internet on GitHub that I ran that I found duplication of, like attachments or whatever for the product. There's a lot of just things that I could have easily cleaned up to help speed up the application. And I brought this up, right? I was like, hey, no, I want to do this. I want to clean it up. First question everyone asked, why? I was able to answer that. Well, because I think it's kind of slow and I want to speed it up. Okay, how? I didn't really have an answer to that at the time yet. I had only looked at a few links and documentation, but I didn't have the full case built, right? And by case, I kind of mean just, you know, if I run this, it will solve this. If I do this, it will do this. Not I feel or I think, right? These are kind of things you want to avoid. The next questions were, okay, what is this bias? I got stumped. I was like, I don't know, man. Like, I just, cleanup is good, right? Like, I think cleanup is good. So, and this, you know, going back to the drawing board, was I embarrassed? Yeah, but you kind of move on. You learn. It's okay. So the following, I don't know, weeks or two after, I noticed that one of the, they used something in old AWS servers. I think it was like data pipeline or backup to, not backup to, something like that, where they had a manual job running to sync an EFS to another EFS manually, and sometimes it would work, sometimes it wouldn't. Like, literally, you checked it daily, you didn't know if it was going to be successful or not. It's like, okay, that's not right, because, you know, if this is a production instance, we need to have full coverage, full backups. Like, I don't really think this is a good idea. And I was like, you know, I kind of been learning my lessons the last few times I've been speaking up, that I need to have a full kind of thing, case built, as well as evidence. Often was that the question would be asked, why, how, as well as the most important one, what is this bias? So I did that. I found the why. It's broken and we need the problem statement, right? It's broken. We need production backups and we should not have, like, rely on this because we don't know, right? The last successful build was maybe 2 days ago or three. And our SLAs were a couple of hours. That was a problem statement. The resolution. What is it? Well, AWS backup tool offers EFS snapshots into their vault. We can put a life cycle and we can do this. So by implementing this in the dev environment and having the documentation at hand, and when I brought this up down when it was for prod, it was a lot different of a conversation. It went from it kind of feeling, and I'm going to say this because I know how a lot of you feel, because this is how I felt early on, you being like on the defensive and them being on the offensive, where they're just, you feel like, you know, everyone's like poking holes in you and you don't like that, to whereas more of a conversation. And this is where you kind of want to be at when you are, you know, first starting off and speaking up, because you want to have this evidence with you, because they would really shift their mindset of, oh, and I'm not saying everyone does this by all means, but some do, that, oh, this individual doesn't really know what they're talking about, to, oh, they really spent the time of looking this up and providing evidence and documentation and a way of solving this. Let's see what else they got, right? So I was like, hey, no, I want to do this, this, and this. The whole attitude of the conversation changed for me to then them making suggestions for improvements, saying, hey, don't forget, maybe add tags or doing things like this to help and make it easier in the download. I was like, oh, I didn't even think of that. So by having these conversations, you also start learning how to think at a different level. So if you are a junior, you'd be starting to think of more of a mid or senior level, because they can start telling you things of what you should keep an eye out for. I hope this wasn't too long-winded. I'm really just trying to say that don't be afraid to speak your mind. Don't be afraid to say things for improvements or changes, or if you disagree with something, I have this one guy on my team right now where he sometimes disagrees with me often, and it doesn't bother me because, like, if we're doing a working session, I'm like, hey, do this and this and this. He's like, no. And I'm like, look, just do it. He's like, no, I don't think that's how it works. I'm like, okay, fine. He challenges me. It's okay. So then as we go on through, like, the rest of the call, he's like, oh, I was wrong. I was like, it's cool. But now do you see, like, the why, right? Now we're all learning. We're seeing what not to look for and what to look for. Again, I hope I didn't confuse you guys. But I hope you all understood the point. Before we do wrap up for today, I just want to give you all, again, a huge shout out. Appreciate you all of you for listening. Those of you who have been part of this journey from the beginning, a big shout out to all of you. I love all of you guys. You guys are what are encouraging me to keep doing this. And please, if you are doing anything cool, if you want to talk shop or just nerd out, feel free to reach out to me. I would love to have you guys on here and talk about, anything. So let me know, right? Reach out to me at level99podcast@outlook.com, or you can reach out to me on Anchor. Just let me know, right? We can set something up, figure something out. You all are welcomed. Invitation, right? Actually, before we do wrap up, homework for all of you. This week, until my next episode, I want all of you guys to try something new at work. Whatever it is, whatever that thing you wanted to do, whatever that thing was that you've been eyeing, I want you to reach out to that individual who does it and ask them to show you or give you a demo or just saying, hey, how do I learn? What do I need to do to learn more of this? Take that first step. If there's anything you're going to learn from this episode or do, that is your homework. Do that. Even I myself, who has been in the field for, I don't know how long has it been now, 6-7 years, I sometimes fall victim of my own comfort zone, and I don't do that. I take any advantage I get sometimes just to pull myself out of that comfort zone and bug someone like, hey, that is cool. Can you show me that? How did you do that? I'm going to stop talking now, but hopefully you all learned something new. And as always, take care. And until next week.